Vin here with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, residents of houseboats along the Noosa River feel like they're being forced out of the waterways to make room for multi-million dollar views. Maritime Safety Queensland has been rolling out the final stages of its Noosa River management plan, which would prevent any vessel over 5 meters long banned from anchoring for longer than 28 days. This means many residents will be facing hefty fines or have their boat towed to the tip after tomorrow. Many have been residing on the river for nearly 35 years. Houseboats residents are worried that they will not have a place to live due to the financial impact of hiring a crane to relocate or store their boats and homes.
In further news, a retiree by the name of Brian Slater has made the idiom "one man's trash is another man's treasure" come true with his DIY trike, or three-wheel motorbike, made with found materials and secondhand goods. He described keeping himself busy as being more than just keeping his boredom at bay, but also about keeping his brain healthy. University of Sydney researcher Lifei Lowe, who specializes in aging and dementia, endorsed this, saying long-term projects were an excellent way for people to maintain cognitive health in retirement. Slater has since joined the Vintage and Veteran Motorcycle Group in Broken Hill, finding community with his fellow riders.
In national news, a TikTok page that celebrated the Bondi terror attack and claimed to be recruiting for Islamic State has been deactivated by the platform, only after questioning from the ABC. The account, which shared violent imagery, was online for at least 1 month and was followed by other accounts glorifying the terror group and the Hamas attack. TikTok claims the account has been permanently banned for, quote, "breaching our strict community guidelines," end quote. The account followed and was followed by non-Islamic State accounts based in Sydney.
As temperatures increase across Australia, so too can your risks of developing a heat-related illness, according to SBS News. Along with factors such as age, overall health, and the conditions you live and work in, experts warn that the medication you could take can make you more vulnerable to heat stress, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. Dr. Kim Liu, Deputy Chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, New South Wales and ACT, told SBS News, quote, "You have different drugs that can alter the way people sweat. Then you have medication that alters the ability of the patient to thermoregulate," end quote. Medications used to manage mental health conditions, ADHD, heart disease, blood pressure, diabetes, migraines, allergies, and constipation are among those that can alter how effectively your body responds to heat. To read more, head over to the SBS News.
In international news, Samoa's Prime Minister has proposed a ban on non-Christian faiths after vowing to uphold God-centered leadership. Samoa's Imam Hassam al-Din Stanley told the ABC that he is not used to the spotlight in the overwhelmingly Christian Pacific Island nation. His small, low-profile mosque quietly welcoming Muslims for Friday prayers on the outskirts of the nation's capital. He told the ABC, quote, "We're just living our own life in a peaceful way. That's why many people don't know Islam has been in this country for more than 30 years, end quote. Non-Christians are a minority in the nation of 220,000 people, and Mr. Stanley estimates that 200 Muslims live in Samoa. The country's prime minister has thrown the future of its religious minorities into doubt after flagging potential restrictions on non-Christian faiths last month, but it remains unclear how the prime minister intends to change Samoa's religious freedom protections and how this would affect its religious minorities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little bit muggy with a storm developing out west near Toowoomba. It's currently 28 degrees but feels like 30 with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach nearly 13, which is in the extreme band. Now that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it, just